Josh, you're back again. Congratulations. Good sounding record here.
Thanks, Brian.
This is Josh Eagle and the Harvest City self-titled album, your third record.
The Harvest City's third, my fourth, I guess, in about 5 years.
When'd you get going on this one? What was the inspiration for getting going on this one?
Well, we're always working towards something. I bet you we probably started working on this album in studio right when we had just released the previous record, A Good One. So the songs have always been there. A lot of these songs actually date back, you know, like 10 years. Mark wrote one of them. Tommy's done a few.
They've been finished songs for that long?
Yeah, like Birds. You know, Mark wrote that a long time ago and brought it to the table. And, you know, I'm always perpetually writing every day. So there's always ideas. So just keep on moving forward.
I want to listen a little bit of Birds. Can you tell us anything about the song? It's what'd you say, about it, a decade old or so?
Yeah, Mark Becknell, the drummer, and you know, does a lot of co-writes with me. He wrote this song, and he used to live in St. Kitts down in the Caribbean islands, did a lot of writing down there.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, isn't that lousy? I lived in Hawaii, lived in St. Kitts. Life's hard for us, huh? But I specifically don't know the inspiration for the song, sadly.
Was it written there?
I think it was written there.
Or probably inspired by some tropical birds there.
Yeah. There's a lot about birds on this record. I don't really know why. It just happens. Maybe it's me, like, being so egotistical all the time, you know, my last name. And I don't know what it is, Brian. But
let's give a listen to Birds. This is Josh Eagle and the Harvest City from the brand new set.
The birds at your door humming the same old song they've heard before, flutter their colors out, such a bore. Across the field, he sits alone and paint fills in your face. The numbers don't match your eyes, it's a disgrace.
Listening to a track called Birds from Josh Eagle and the Harvest City in their third record. Since Mark originally wrote that, has the song changed much when the band has performed it?
We've never played that live together. That was actually one that we did in studio, kind of off the cuff. You know, you hear some piano and some nice faint piano in the background. We just brought my baby grand piano that was at my house growing up that my mom gave me finally. We brought it to the studio. And we're like, yeah, let's try this. And okay, you know, we got a mando over here. Let's try this mando. And we just started layering stuff on top and then did a lot of experimentation with that one. But yeah, it's just started off as a folk song with Mark, and you just build on top of it really until you got the gold.
Okay, you're talking about Mark. For the folks who don't know, run down the rest of the personnel of the band.
Mark Becknell, drums. Tommy Cappell, bass player and engineer at the All Nighter Studio where we record the records. And Jeremy Smart on all guitars.
What kind of time did you spend on this from beginning to end?
I'd say we finished it back in December, and we had planned on doing a release shortly after that, but I decided to go back to school, kind of do some life diversity, so to speak. But I'd say it probably was over a year we were in studio off and on between touring and then coming back here, you know, and living our lives with our families, trying to mix that up. So I'd say it was about a year in studio when it was finished up.
Visiting with Josh Eagle, whose new record is self-titled, Josh Eagle and the Harvest City. Tell us about the release coming up.
June 7th, so soon, Southgate House Revival, not to be confused with the Thompson House. And it'll be a great night. We'll be there in the main big room. Andrew Combs from Nashville will be coming up with his band, one of my favorite artists around right now. And everybody gets the record for free with price of admission. I hear it's selling out quickly, so please get tickets.
I love your deal like that. Everybody gets the record free with price of admission. That's not done often.
We're not.
You did that last time, too, didn't
you? Yeah. It just makes sense. We want everyone to have the record, and, you know, we're not in this business to get rich. We want to just have everyone to enjoy the art.
It does make sense.
Yeah.
Another one that caught my ear was Dance Like You Wanna. Whose song is that? Can you tell us something about it?
Tommy had the foundation for that song. Actually, I think he had the first few verses, and I finished up the song towards the end. And that's one of the more rocking ones for us, I guess. It's more lighthearted and playful, too, I think. Not that we don't like being lighthearted and playful. What comes out is what comes out sometimes.
And it's called Dance Like You Want It. Let's listen to a portion of that.
You can speak out of tone, little girls. It's the way on the I'm
Josh Eagle and the Harvest City, Dance Like You Wanna, the name of that track from their new third album, their self-titled album. And the release coming up at the Southgate House Revival this coming Friday night with free CDs.
Indeed.
Paid admission. Josh, congratulations. Another real good sounding record.
Thanks a lot, Brian. Appreciate it.
With Josh Eagle from Josh Eagle and the Harvest City, I'm Brian O'Donnell for Around Cincinnati.